Some live football international friendlies. Andy P, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yes, indeed. Germany v England. Just on the half-hour mark, nothing really happening in this one. 0-0. Germany, obviously, in World Cup qualifying, dominating their group with 4 wins and 4 starts. And England trying to rebuild after a disappointing Euro championship. Scotland v Canada is interesting. The Canadians are up 1-0. And earlier today, the Czech Republic beat Lithuania 3-0. And Cyprus accounted for Kazakhstan by 3-1. So that'll please Mario. He'll be a happy chap.
Oh, Mario is fair to come cracking birthday cakes over that. Cyprus 3-1 over Kazakhstan.
And very happy he is.
We'll keep an eye on that too. Germany 0-0 with England 30 minutes gone. How do you see the Socceroos shaping up, mate? Ange Postecoglou and the boys, 11 p.m. tonight will be kickoff. $1.67 at tab.com.au up against Iraq at $5. And there's some concerns about the pitch up there, Andy.
Yeah, concerns about the pitch, but no concerns about the squad, more importantly. And look, I don't think it'll be a difficult assignment considering how intimidating it can be in other parts of Asia to play away from home. It's an interesting lineup when you consider that there's no Tom Rogic. Of course, he's been injured for several weeks. So your midfield's going to have the calibre of Jedinak and Emiligan, Luongo and the inform Aaron Moy. So that's a very attractive defensive and attacking look about it. Then we expect that Juric will start with Lecky playing in possibly behind him. So the headache, I suppose, in a sense, defensively, is that Trent Sainsbury hasn't been getting game time in Serie A, that Bailey Wright has in England. Brad Smith, the left-back, similarly at Bournemouth, not getting enough game time. Matty Ryan, of course, back playing week in, week out in Belgium. So in terms of consistency of performance, it's pretty good. Just one or two players not getting regular game time for their clubs.
Okay, mate. Perth Glory, what's happening there?
There's always these rumours, isn't there, about Diego Castro. I mean, he's a fantastic talent. The Johnny Warren medalist, already 10 goals in 20-odd games for the Glory this season. The club again has come back and said, look, there's no truth in the rumour about him leaving the club. Sydney FC has been mentioned several times and they don't believe that's the case. He's happy where he is. And look, he's been a revelation in 2 seasons. So they just want to knock that on the head.
All right. And the youngest coach in Bundesliga history has been announced?
Yeah. This guy from Hoffenheim, what he did last year, he saved them from relegation. Julian Nagelsmann. Now, this guy's only 29 years old. He's got them playing some great football and definite candidates to play in Europe next season. Hoffenheim are currently in 4th position, but it's just a remarkable story. A 29-year-old guy coaching in the Bundesliga, one of the toughest leagues in the world, and delivering week in, week out.
Andy, can you give me your scoreline for tonight? I know that's a tough one, but what do you think, Socceroos, Iraq?
Look, I reckon we're good for 2 goals. Hopefully two unanswered goals. So I'll be keen on a 2-0 scoreline. But look, $1.67 Australia, $5 at Iraq. That's a fair indicator.
And good on you, Andy.
Yeah, thankfully we finish with our World Cup qualifying, playing a stack of games at home. That's important too.
Yeah, it's been a tough start. There's been many, many away games there, but Andy Pascalides believes it will be the Socceroos defeating Iraq by 2-0.